The Park Service predicted March 23rd when we had the 80-degree temperature back in January, and the warm temperatures continued throughout the early, mid, late winter. And this was the second earliest bloom we've had. March 15th, 1990 was the earliest. And if you look at the trends over the past 10, 20 years, the blooms have been blooming about a week earlier than in the past. So definitely there's a trend, probably with climate change, I would imagine.
With the early start, do you have an idea of how long the peak bloom will last?
So we're going to have some cool weather this next week. I'm guessing we'll have peak bloom for about 7 days. And hopefully the wind won't blow the blossoms away too much. But the warm, hot temperatures usually fade the blossoms the quickest. So a cool week will be good for blossom viewing for probably until the next weekend. And it's nice that the blossoms will time out with the Cherry Blossom Festival start, because oftentimes the festival starts before the bloom.
And getting back to climate change, are we seeing that have effect elsewhere, or is it really having that much of an effect on the trees?
It is. I mean, if you track Stumpy, the famous distressed cherry tree in the tidal basin, the water level has risen about a foot in the last 10, 20 years. And the trees, including Stumpy on the southern bank, go underwater for most high tides. And that's definitely related to climate change and the raising sea levels. The seawall has been sinking due to poor construction, but nevertheless, the sea levels have increased over the past 10 to 20 years.
We have been following Stumpy for sure. Some great pictures, actually. Have you been down? Have you seen them up close, or just following through the bloom cam like the rest of us?
Oh, no. I've been down there many, many times. I was down there most of yesterday, and I photographed Stumpy underwater, and I got some great blossom shots. And even yesterday, it was looking that some of the trees were approaching peak bloom. So I predicted, and I was talking to our Capital Weather gang, that we really thought today would be the day that it peak bloom, and it was. But it's been beautiful this past weekend down in the Tidal Basin, and it will continue for, like I said, the next week to look really good with the blooms.